Nancy, the roll call.
Okay. What is today? May 28th, 2015. The Pacifica National Programming Committee. Rodrigo Argueta is chair, and Nancy Cyber and I, Tommy, is secretary pro tem. I'm going to start the roll call. Virginia Browning, KPFA.
Here.
Jose Luis Perentes Roma. Okay. KPFK Rodrigo Argueta.
Present. Here.
Present. Okay. Steve Pride. Steve Pride absent. Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Present. Lawrence Reyes present. Okay. WBAI Janet Coleman. Janet?
She's coming back, she said.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll come back to her. John Riley, WBAI.
Yes, I'm here.
Present. John Riley, present. Shereen Roberts? Shereen Roberts? Okay, absent. I'll put absent here. KPFT, Teresa Allen? She wanted to say yes on roll call. Just a minute. Let me go. Oh, let me skip KPFT. WPFW, Jim Brown? Jim Brown, WPFW?
Present.
Benito, Jim here. Okay, Jim present. Benito Diaz?
Present.
Present. Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa? Okay. Vanessa absent. Eric Ramey.
Present.
Present. Eric Ramey present. Okay. Let me go out. There's two people in this committee that are on the programming. Adriana Casanave.
I'm here.
Yes, here. Okay. Teresa Allen.
Teresa Allen is present.
Alana Lund. Mike Lewis. Mike Lewis. No, Mike Lewis. Okay, absent. All right. Okay, we have quorum, Chair. Rodrigo, we have quorum.
Yes. Okay. So let's start. You know, the only plan that I have is that I'm not in front of a computer because I'm still driving. So it's I'm gonna ask the body if it okay or someone else can take over and be the chair. You know, in the meantime. So because if we have to I cannot see any agenda or anything. You know, so my question is that.
Okay. Last time we have two people that have been doing chair. John Riley did last time, and before that, Jim Brown. Any of you two would like to volunteer, or anybody else who wants to volunteer?
I won't be on the call. I mean, I won't be at a computer for part of the call, so I can't do that.
Okay. Jim, can you do it, Jim?
Jim
Brown?
Uh-oh, we lost him. How about John? John?
I guess if nobody else will do it. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, John.
So the agenda, is that on that email that was sent out today?
This is a continuation meeting from the last meeting that we had, and things we didn't get to. Maybe I can resend it. I sent it this morning. This is what time.
This is Lawrence. Can I say something?
Okay, so Nancy, did you send it under your name or under PMB at kpftx.org? Nancy?
Yes. Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. I sent
did you.
You want me to send again to everybody? Okay, I'm going to resend. I sent it around 2:13 Central Standard Time. Okay, let me send it again.
An agenda? Chair, John?
Yes. Yeah. Who is this? Is this Rodrigo?
This is Benito. This is Benito. I believe...
Benito. Oh, sorry, Benito. If you can speak a little bit more clearly into the phone, and also your signal is slightly broken. So if you can get nearer or better signal, that would be good. So, yeah, go ahead, Benito.
I'm going to have to limit what I... My verb. I'm going to try to limit my talking then because I don't know what to do with this stupid phone here. But I was just going to say that Lawrence was trying to get the floor a minute ago.
Okay, Lawrence, do you want to take the floor?
Yeah, I had just pulled the embedded email that Nancy sent out with the items for tonight. And one was, if you don't, I could mention them off the top of my head because I just closed my phone. I got it to my phone because I'm in New York on vacation and I don't have my laptop with me. So the first item was the poll results as to when the program committee is going to meet. Second is in regards to the presentation that was done at the D.C. in-person meeting of the PNB on underwriting. And the third was, I can't remember the third right now offhand, sorry. So
was
somebody
it programming,
has
like, national programming policy or something?
Yes, that was it. That's it.
Yeah, the national programming, yeah. So that's
Oh, and then the other one was about broadcasting the PNB meeting, public comment.
Thank you.
I still don't have this. Hold on.
Okay. The Spanish Language Task Force update, Argueta, Rodrigo had put that on the last meeting's agenda, but we never got to it. And the National Programming and Partnerships, Serene had put that on the table a long time ago. We haven't ever discussed that. And we have some old business that we have not yet implemented, like the program councils. Should we... It's passed the PNB, but it's not implemented, and should we redo it? And then underwriting and sponsorships, I resent some documents from Rudenberg that Lawrence had provided and Serene sent to us, and also LSB, KPFT in 2000, I forgot when it was, 2009. I sent their criteria that they decided was mission-oriented, and I'm forgetting the other two. Anyway.
This is Virginia Brown and KPFA. Was one of them something about election, LSB elections? No?
Oh, I know what it was. On the new items that we have not touched, but on the November 5th meeting, Jim Brown had made a list of things from the stream, and one was elections, newscast, network newscast for national elections, in other words, the nation, you know, the real politicians, and another was youth news programs and national special events, and that we never touched. Those are all new business things.
Okay, so I've got this now on my screen. So should we start, just go through it? In the order that it's on this 3:15 email. So Spanish Language Task Force, do we want to start with that?
Yes.
Is there any objection? Okay, if there's no objection, then I guess the name Argueta, or and I'm sorry if I mispronounced it, Argueta, I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
I apologize. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Argueta. Yeah, that's right. Well, basically, we haven't gotten any other, you know, updates in terms of the task force because of the impossibility of meetings. So we did have, as previously, you know, discussed that seems that the national programming to be implemented was supposed to be implemented actually since
I want to just interrupt for just a second. Hello, just a second. Did anybody inform about streaming? Is it being streamed right now or not?
Yes. It was said earlier it's being streamed. I have a point of order. This is Eric from PFW.
Okay, this point supersedes your point. So for the moment, this is a point of order that has to do with, are we being streamed right now? Nancy, can you tell us? Nancy, can you hear us?
Yes.
I don't think you're in a position. I want to hear what Nancy.
You're not in a position to make that ruling. The chair is on the line.
Okay, I thought I was being asked to chair. Nancy, can you clarify
yes,
this?
Yes, I can hear you. I don't
so, Nancy, am I the acting chair while Rodrigo is driving? Hello?
Yeah, we just agreed to that a few minutes ago.
Yeah, that's what we agreed to.
I have a point of order.
Yes, we agreed to.
I think that this has been clarified. Who was it that just spoke that said it was clarified a few minutes ago?
Benito. We just agreed to that.
Yeah, okay. So Benito said it was just agreed to that. So anyway, the point that I am making, and Nancy, do you know, is this being streamed right now? Did we call the person in Texas?
Yes. Otis came on and he started. That's when immediately I started the roll call. So we're on the stream right this moment.
Okay, great. Great.
And John is substituting for Rodrigo because he doesn't have a computer and he's at a steering wheel right now. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, great. Okay, so Eric, with your point of order, can we take that now?
Sure. In terms of the report for the task force or about the task force, there was a proposal made several meetings ago to establish a task force, which was voted down by a substantial margin. So any discussion of a report from the task force is totally out of order.
Excuse me, may I say something?
Nancy, go ahead. You're recognized.
I think there's a misunderstanding. We voted not to proceed discussion of it, but the very last meeting we had, there was no update because. No one was there at that meeting. Adriana and Serene are both members of that, and they were absent, so they could not give their report. But I think Adriana's on the line. She can update us on that. We did not do that. That was on the agenda for the last meeting.
Unless there was a subsequent meeting. The meeting last time, unless another one has occurred, we never met quorum.
Oh, well, I'm talking about two meetings before.
There was a proposal to establish a task force, and it was voted down.
What was the task force on?
Can you say, Eric, what was the task force?
The Spanish language.
Lawrence, to the stack, please.
Lawrence, can you clarify?
Adriana?
I could try to clarify. It may not be agreeable to some. But the fact is that this task force was already established long ago, and it has been doing work. It hasn't met now, I believe, since March. But that's because the time couldn't be adequately found for the member from Puerto Rico who wanted to join the task force as well. There's been work done, and I could report on that work if anybody wishes to hear it. But I don't remember of a motion being made to dismantle the task force or not create one when one was already in place.
Okay, it might serve you well to examine the minutes then, because it definitely...
Liliana, for the stack?
Minutes from one meeting, sir.
Okay, so who was for the staff? Who wanted to be speaking?
Adriana is asking to be on the staff.
Great. Go ahead, Adriana.
I want to make some clarification here. The Spanish language task force doesn't belong, it's not part of the programming committee. It's a task force by itself. That was the one that decided that is the PMB, and it's already a task force that is already established. And nothing to do with programming. We have two different. One is the programming committee, and the Spanish language task force is a task force established by the PMB. This committee cannot decide in the Spanish language task force.
I stand corrected. I apologize.
Okay, so Lawrence, you offered to give us a report. Can we get to that report? Because we're on the Spanish Language Task Force update right now.
Sure, if you'd like me to, Chair, I'll be more than happy to.
Please begin.
Okay. All right, so...
First of all, point of order.
What's the point of order and who is speaking, please?
This is Benito.
Oh, Benito. Okay, go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, I know that Lawrence will not take this as disrespect, but my recollection is that Rodrigo started to give his report a few minutes ago before he was interrupted, and I don't remember what something, a bunch of confusion started.
I'm sorry about that. I lost track.
We'll
use
to Rodrigo. If Rodrigo doesn't come up with state the information that I have, I'll be more than happy to fill in.
Yeah, exactly. Both of them.
Let's return to Rodrigo. I apologize, Rodrigo. Rodrigo, can you hear us okay?
Yeah, it's fine, you know, I mean, like, it's all right. I was just waiting, you know, I didn't know why, you know, what was going, you know, with my interruption and everything, so I was waiting for it. But I do agree with Adriana. The thing is that it cannot be brought down, you know, because it doesn't really, it wasn't appointed by the programming committee, it was appointed by the national board, you know, the task force. You know, what happens is that as much as I remember is that we couldn't meet because there was no quorum. And one thing we were working was in terms of the implementation. But, you know, I think one of the last meetings that we had about it was in terms of a motion that was carried by Serene that was actually introduced by Serene in terms of, you know, directing the national or the interim executive director to direct the GMs to start the process. That's, you know, up to what we were, you know, so we were supposed to start the process on April. You know, like the outcall for the different people, the different programmers, you know, and to start, you know, their process. And we actually discussed things like partially that, you know, in some places where there are not enough people to produce it, it can be in the meantime, you know, be produced somewhere else and then, you know, help them. And we even, I remember we talked about issues like training, you know, on site, let's say, like going to the different areas and do training, you know, of how to produce, you know, if it is needed, of course, you know. So we were talking about those issues, I remember, and then I think Lawrence does have more information, or does have more information about it. But so far we haven't been able to meet. Now, the other thing is that...
That haven't been able to meet, you're talking about the Spanish Language Task Force?
Yes.
Is that right?
Okay. Yes.
Like, and that hasn't met since what date? Do you approximately or what month?
Point of order?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
What I don't understand is why the programming committee is talking about the Spanish language task force. Every committee and task force have, I don't want to duplicate the job. Why are we don't have in programming enough staff without
okay, so
specifically
talking about. Can I answer your question?
No, may I finish?
So my understanding is that we had just requested a report from the Spanish language task force.
Why?
That's all. So that we would have sort of an understanding of what their work plan was and where we could intersect. Is this correct, other members of the committee, particularly Nancy, since you were taking the notes? Nancy, can you weigh in on this?
Adriana really has the floor.
Tell me when it's time for me to finish my or how that works. Is this sent to the other committees?
Adriana, please continue.
What I'm trying to say is we have no committee asked for reports for a different committee or task force. If we are duplicating the job, I'm sorry, but I think that I don't want to work for two committees that keep talking one to each other. That's not the way. Spanish language task force have their own, they don't report to the programming committee. The report is to the PMB.
Exactly.
That's what I'm trying to establish, because I don't understand it now.
This is Lawrence.
Question, this is Rodrigo. Question to Adriana.
I'm sorry?
Okay. Yeah, I have a question. I have a question in terms of, if I may...
Who is speaking? Can you... I can't recognize everybody's voices right now, so... And if I don't hear them, I can't, like, call on you, so can you just say your name and then...
Lawrence,
this is Rodrigo to the stack, you know, whenever I have a question.
Okay, let's just go and get a stack right now, because I'm missing some of the names. So Rodrigo is on the stack. Who else is on the stack?
Lawrence would like to be on the stack, too.
Eric Ramey would like to be on the stack.
And Eric, okay. Anyone else? Okay. If not, let's just proceed. This is a big enough fact. So, Rodrigo, go ahead, please, and please speak directly in the microphone.
Okay. My understanding was that even though the task force, you know, Spanish language task force, It's actually, an appointed task force by the PMB, but it was, the motion was introduced by the programming committee of the PMB. That's, you know, how it was done. Now, and that motion also involves, you know, actually the programming committees of each radio station. So it does have to do something with it. No, but... If it is not, then I have a question, basically, because this is what we've been kind of discussing. If we were supposed to, introduce or send the this motion to the interim, we have an executive director, but say it wasn't sent. Or it wasn't implemented. So this motion was supposed to be implemented on April. We are on June, right? So I asked, well, what did we do? Do we keep talking about it for like how many months more? No. Who is going to present it? If we're going to wait until the in-person meeting to reintroduce it, who is going to introduce it? Who's going to introduce the motion? The programming committee or the task force? That's my question.
Okay, we're getting a lot of background noise right now. I'm not sure whose phone is coming in on, but if you've got a radio on, please tune it down.
This is Lawrence. Am I on the stack now, sir?
Lawrence, is that you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay. So, this is what has been done so far in regards to reporting. The task force is to report. Who is that?
Lawrence, can you hold on a second? There's somebody talking in the background somewhere, and it would be good if people are in noisy environments if you could press your mute button, or I think it's the star 6 button for muting. I think somebody is having maybe gone away from the phone. I'm not sure. But if you can please mute it. Okay, Lawrence, it seems a little quieter. Go ahead.
Okay, so far the product that has come out of the task force has been reported to the IED at the time. And so she could bring it up to the PMB. Now, the task force responsibility is to report to the PMB because that's who created it in Washington, D.C. So in terms of, you know, the courtesy of giving a report, I think it's okay. I don't have a problem with it. But, you know, I mean, that was the purpose of the task force, was to report to the PMB about the Spanish language programming that is being offered through our five sister stations, and some of that work has been done and collected. So I have information about that. But the bottom line is that this task force is to report to the PMB in terms of its progress and in terms of the process of the motion that was already passed by the PMB in Los Angeles in 2009. So that's how long this thing has been lingering. So I can understand Rodrigo's frustration and Adriana's frustration as well, and those also who understand and the necessity to have a fair amount of Spanish language programming throughout the network.
Okay, so Eric, I think you're next.
Yeah, it was successfully argued before by one of our colleagues that the task force would report directly to the PNB. Now, I just heard someone a short while ago, I believe it may have been Lawrence, saying he didn't have a problem making a report to this committee. That violates actually what was determined originally by the PNB. The task force was established by them. It's not for anyone on this committee to make a ruling that we can just bypass that and have a report directly to us. It's not up to us to decide that we can hijack the process.
Are you finished?
Are you finished?
I am, and I hope this conversation is as well.
Okay, so what I've gathered is that right now there isn't a report coming from the Spanish language task force because it hasn't met in a while. And my understanding was that the only kind of report we would be given here was an informal report about just to keep us up to date. But in any case, does anybody want to continue this conversation?
I just have a phone call for the service there. But I'd like to
get back to Lauren. Go ahead.
Yeah, the only reason I said that it was okay, it wasn't so I could have a got you moment here. It was just in the interest of fairness.
Good. Rodrigo, please.
Adriana.
Rodrigo. And Adriana, then. So I think Adriana was first, so let's have Adriana and then Rodrigo. So go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah. What I feel is that it's already 45 minutes after we have the starting of this committee, and I believe that this committee is programming committee for the Pacifica Foundation. We have enough, I believe that's why I volunteered to be a member of this committee, we have enough programming issues to talk that we don't need to keep asking other task forces or committees what they are doing. it's our obligation to talk about things that are programming committee and have nothing to do with other committees. What I feel that we waste till now more than 45 minutes, and I really don't like it. That's it.
Okay, so is there, okay, Rodrigo, can you make your comment? I have a comment about our direction and
okay.
After that. So, Rodrigo, please go ahead.
No, well, then I have a question for this programming committee. What is this programming committee going to do about a programming decision that has not been implemented by the National Board?
Nancy on stack.
Okay, and can you just say exactly which thing has not been implemented?
Well, the motion, this motion was introduced by the programming committee, but not by the task force, by the programming committee of the National Board. Now, that National Board appointed a task force. So the task force has been insufficient to carry the mandate in terms of, you know, developing or implementing or doing something so the motion do get implemented. Now, my question is really clear. What is this programming committee going to do about it? To implement a decision that pertains to programming. What is the programming committee going to do?
Okay, so, Rodrigo, I'm just wondering, the only way we can kind of deal with these kind of issues is to make motions ourselves, like, what do we think should be done, and then people can decide one way or another, you know, like, whether they agree with that or not, and take a vote. So, anyway, that would be helpful if you could formulate that question. And you can take a minute to do so, and we can maybe see if there's anybody else that, you know, had a comment. Actually, I had a comment. I think that if we don't, you know, like the reason why that I'm talking at all about this Spanish language task force is because it's on the agenda, right? And we didn't set, like, agenda times, and that was never really a part of the original agenda. And so what we, you know, I hope that people will do throughout the rest of the meeting as we move from agenda item to agenda item is to be sure to have motions, because, you know, we all have our opinions about, you know, the various works that's going on, but we really need motions because that's the work of this committee, is to, you know, come up with motions or recommendations and vote on them and then move on to the next item. So Rodrigo, do you have a motion that you want to formulate for the committee to consider?
I have a point of order. This is Eric.
Yes.
I'd like to be recognized. The PNB, I was incorrect earlier when I spoke. My recollection is very good at this point. The PNB has come down. They've mandated instructions and dates about what to do and how to go about implementing Spanish language programming. That's already been done. They've issued instructions to us and to how each station should handle the situation. They've already been there and done that. So any discussion about this by this committee is out of order. They've come down and done that. They've actually come up with a date by which it should be done. Obviously, the date has passed and couldn't be implemented by then. They've already given a clear instruction about what to do and what's to be done and who's to do it. That came down about 8 weeks ago, if not more.
Okay, so I am hearing, are you finished? Or?
I am.
Okay, so I'm hearing from both you and Adriana that you don't really want to talk about this, and, you know, if you want to make a motion to table, you could do so.
I have a point of clarification. It's not that I don't want to talk about it. I'm saying it's out of order. What the PNB has ruled trumps this or takes precedence. It's not a matter of who wants to talk about it. They've ruled, they've said how this should be done. We don't modify it. It's not our authority to modify it.
Chair, this is Lawrence. Just a point of information. I'm going to have to get off this call soon because I have a union bargaining call that I have to do. So if it's going to be a motion and if it's going to be ruled in order, then I would like to have the opportunity to participate.
Adriana?
Hello? Is that Adriana?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
We keep, like I said, now is almost 55 minutes, and we keep discussing about something that is not the purview of this committee. Somebody said that was put there on the agenda. That is what's going on normally in our foundation. A lot of people talking about the same issues, and nobody have idea what are the responsibilities of every committee. I think that I'm wasting my time. Is out of order, doesn't belong to the programming committee. The Spanish language task force can produce their own motions and present it to the PNB. It's not up to us. We cannot override what the PNB did. And the only thing that we are doing, instead of talking about programming for Pacifica, we are wasting an hour of our time. My time is valuable, too. I have a million things to do. If this will be the way that this committee goes, I'm sorry, but I don't have the time for this. We cannot keep repeating and repeating the same point. This is out of order. Doesn't belong.
Okay, so there's two people that say this is out of order. Let's just have a vote. Is it out of order or not? So do a roll call, please.
I have a point of order. There can be no vote. A vote is out of order. The vote itself is out of order.
Okay. I wish that you would. Okay, you've got a very combative tone, and that's very whatever. You can have that, but I am not going to chair with you if you're not going to in some way cooperate. You know, if you want to rule that out of order, I do not see it as being out of order. So the only way to proceed is to have a vote about this, and I'm happy to have the vote about it. I just offered to do it. And I think that to insist that it's out of order and that I must say that it's out of order when I disagree is not right. Now, I can see that there is not that much need right now because there is no motion on the floor to direct the PNB to implement this motion. Then, since there is no such motion, then it seems like that our discussion is at an end. And if there is no further objection, I would like to move to the next agenda item. So, I don't like to be so formal, but this is Robert's rules in Pacifica, and I'm trying my best to abide by them. So is there any objection to going forward?
Well, you're diverging there. I mean, Eric, you said we're going to the next agenda item. So is it correct to say then that we're not having the vote and we're moving on?
I think so, because there is no motion, and if there was a motion, then we could vote on it. If there is no motion, then we can't vote on it, and neither you nor Adriana nor Rodrigo have made a motion. We've talked about things, we've had questions, but we have not made a motion, and I think it's not that productive to continue. So, you know, there's other things that might be more productive, like deciding when we next are going to meet, because some people were unhappy with the meeting date that we selected. I think it's on the last Thursday of the month. There was also something about the underwriting report on the underwriting, report that came out of the PNB BC meeting, and I think that that's about it, because Serena's not here for National Programming and Partnerships, and she was the one that was bringing that up. So can we move on to the next item?
Chair, I have to leave. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'll find out when you guys meet again, and hopefully it won't conflict with my union business right now. We're in negotiation, so.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Point of information, Diana?
Yes, point of information.
Yes, I don't have that clear. Are we going to the third point, that is program conflict? What is the next item in the agenda? I'm sorry, but...
Nancy, can you read what the next item of business is that we haven't dealt with?
Yeah, it's old business. The program council, which was passed by the PMB but not implemented. And what should we do about this? Should we redo it, or what should we do? That's kind of hanging in the air. And the other is other old business is underwriting and sponsorship. And we've gotten some documents from the affiliates director of Pacifica and some of the things that were passed at KPFD-LSC, because KPFD-LSC is doing, they call it ethical sponsorship, and I did send some things. The other things are new items, which we have never talked about yet, but were listed at the beginning of our meetings in last year, was youth programs, youth news programs, and then network newscasts for the national elections, which we don't do at KPFD, and national special events, and that's all. So
it seems like if we're to proceed, we should find out, is there somebody to report on what these items are, and what is the order that we proceed in?
Adriana,
go ahead.
Well, about the program councils, January 24, 2013, the PMB, in a special open session, approve the motions that the PMB directs the executive director to set up program councils as management committee at each station. And the whole motion identifies how the composition of those committees should be. The only problem, first of all, obviously it's a long motion, but said that all the meetings of the program council will be held in public session. What I don't know is what is going on in all the other stations. I know that in KPFT, my station, we have one of the directors, George Ryder, that was trying to implement this since January 24, 2013. We have a mandate by the PMB. And I know that in KPFP it's a total refusal to abide with this motion of the PMB. I want to know how is the situation in the other stations, because this is nothing that the station can say yes or no. This is a mandate by the PMB. I don't know if any of the other sister stations has program councils implemented according to this motion of January 24, 2013. Thank you.
Okay, so there's been a proposal that we get reports about program councils at various stations. Is there anybody that would like to make such a report about the situation at their station? Anybody from KPF? Kay?
Yeah, Benito to the stack.
Benito?
Yeah, if you can hear me. What Adriana says is true, is absolutely true. But at the same time, this committee, earlier in the year, passed a motion, and frankly, I don't remember exactly the contents of the motion, but essentially it basically was saying that we are requesting that the PMB not implement the decision previously, the resolution previously approved by the PMB until ABC happens. Maybe Rodrigo could, if you remember Rodrigo, exactly what he was saying. But I mean, I'm just saying this to inform us of something that this committee did a couple of months ago. That does not.
So basically, you're saying that it's kind of out of order. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying it's out of order. That's what I was getting ready to say. I was just letting us know that this committee did pass a motion earlier this year with regards to the program councils. However, I don't think that contradicts anything Adriana said. I think it would be probably good for people to hear what has or has not occurred at the other station.
Okay, does anybody else want to speak from KPFA?
Virginia from KPFA, I have to go in a few minutes, so maybe I'll just say what I know. I'm pretty sure there's no program council, at least not one that anybody knows about at KPFA.
Okay. And WPFW?
Rodrigo to Stephanie.
Okay, so Rodrigo?
Yeah, same thing. Los Angeles, who's not programming council, yes, I agree with Benito. Serene was the one that introduced was a motion or something in that regards, because we were supposed to talk to George Ryder, I think was the one who made it, and then we can talk about it, but I think there was a motion that just put it or table it until further details of it, so that we were gonna ask, I think, George, about it. But, frankly, I wasn't, I think, it's good to have it. It's good to have, programming council, because of the way, things are done at the radio station. So, but it hasn't been done, at least in Los Angeles.
Okay, so you made a motion to table, is that correct, Rodrigo?
Yeah, it was a motion. No, I didn't do it. It was a Serene who did it, I think.
Yeah, well, you're reporting about that there was a motion several months ago.
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Okay,
Adriana?
So is there any... Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. I believe that when I talk about the motion that the PMB passed in 2013 and the difficulties, obviously not only in KPFD, in all the stations, the resistance of the employees to follow what is the mandate of the PMB. What I'm trying to say is maybe what we, this committee, can do is recommend to the PMB, pass a motion, recommending to the PMB to put some teeth before this. I mean, we should have some accountability. If the PMB decides something and is being sent to the general managers and those are not being implemented, we should have some resources to hold program directors and basically program directors accountable if they don't follow up the directives that they received from the PMB. What I'm asking is that we as a committee, we can make a motion to the PMB saying exactly that. If they are not being implemented, these motions, we should have some repercussion against the program directors that are not implemented. Because that is the problem with most of the motions. We pass motions, everybody agrees, and then you find that an employee looks at you and says, no, I will not do it. I don't want to talk about the issue. It's not up to them, but it's up to us. Found the tools to implement what we believe that we should do.
Okay, is there any more discussion about this?
This Nancy.
Go ahead. Who's calling?
Yes, the motion that we passed, it was Serene's motion, that before we go forward with this program council design, which is basically one-third elected by the staff, one-third elected by the LSB, and then one-third of listeners elected by partially the management and partially the LSB program council, that Serene's motion really has not been passed that I know of, and that was to... for the management of each station to answer many questions, how they pick programming, how they pick their interns, and how they do things. And they were supposed to give that to the IED, and that was at that time. Nothing has moved there, so we were having two different ways of thinking. Does that help? I'm finished.
Okay. So, is there... a motion that anyone wants to propose?
Yes. Irena.
Okay.
My motion?
Nancy, are you ready to write this down?
Yes, I'm writing.
Okay, go ahead.
My motion is that the programming committee recommend to the PMB to direct executive directors, the executive director, to set up the motion, the program council, that the January 24, 2013 motion of the PMB established.
Okay, so I guess if there is any discussion about this, we should hear it now. Is there anybody that wants to be on the stack?
Benito.
Otherwise, Benito, go ahead.
You know, I basically agree with what Adriana, I understand what Adriana is trying to do. But I'm only going to say, I'm not trying to take sides here because I'm sort of myself. But I'm simply going to say that this motion that Adriana is proposing now contradicts and goes against the decision that the motion that was passed by this committee several months ago, which, as Nancy just said, has yet to come before the PMB. It hasn't gotten high enough on the list to get actually on the agenda. Although, you know, it's in that list. So I'm not trying to be in favor or against. I'm simply saying that I don't know that it helps us right now to pass this kind of motion if we already got another motion that was basically requesting that the PMB hold up on implementation until ABCD happens.
This is Jim Brown. Point of information.
Go ahead, Jim.
Where is the motion that you're speaking about now, Benita? Is it something that we have already presented to the PMB for them to consider, or is it just laying in limbo somewhere? Where is it?
Well, that's a good question. To be honest, I don't know. I assume that, Serene, you know, put it on that list of motions that have to go on the agenda of the PMB.
It's not on any agenda of the PMB.
No, I know. I haven't seen it on any agenda. But what I'm saying is, I assume it was referred to the PMB. Why don't I just leave it at that?
Right. Well, I can understand Adriana's concern that if nothing is happening with the motion itself, then we need to either find the motion, get it moving, or we need to do something. I think that's what she's saying.
Right.
Am I, Adriana?
Yes. Well, it's exactly what I'm saying. Is we have this committee cannot modify the motion passed by the PMB neither. The only thing that we can do, like a subcommittee or a committee of the PMB, is recommend. The PMB, the motion is very clear and very thorough and explain clearly how to select and how to proceed. The only thing that never was implemented. What I'm asking for this committee, I don't know if any other motions or recommendations to the PMB. Perfect. We can do, this committee can decide whatever, but specifically about this motion, is a motion approved and supposed to be implemented. We know that it's not. Then I feel that it's our duty to recommend to the PMB to enforce what the same PMB passed. We can keep discussing later on, if we want different things. All of that is a discussion and will be recommended to the PMB. But basically, this is a motion approved by the PMB more than 2 years ago.
Rodrigo, to start.
Yeah, Benito, go ahead.
Rodrigo Brown.
This is Rodrigo Argueta, go to start.
And then Jim Brown. Okay, so Benito, please go ahead.
Not me, Rodrigo.
Oh, was it Rodrigo? I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay. I think it's very, very good that we are getting to this point. We have to make an analysis of how things don't get done, right? Instead of how things do get done. Because the same thing, I think the preoccupation of Adriana is my preoccupation, that things that we approve don't get done. So how, it doesn't really matter. I mean, for me, I don't care about passing 10 more motions. That's not the problem. The problem is that the executive director or whoever is that me, the PMB, we, the PMB, do not enforce them. That's the thing, you know. So same thing with the other one, with the Spanish language programming. Same thing. Exactly the same thing. There is no variation, right? We can have another name, we can have another thing, you know, but it's just the same thing. It really doesn't matter, you know, if we approve it or not. I mean, I'll vote or not for whatever motion. But after this meeting, who of us are going to enforce it? Right? I just sent an email, like, I would say maybe 3 weeks ago about the Spanish language programming. You know, nobody answered. Nobody. Nobody said, oh, you know what? I think sometimes, you know, the answer, little here and little there. So how are we going to implement things that we approve? That's the question. It's not, I mean, the programming council is not the problem. You know, it's the problem is to implement it. And frankly, if we don't go and do the work in terms of working with the program director, you know, and, you know, basically sitting with them and sitting with the GM and saying, this is what was approved and I want you to implement it. It doesn't matter. The PMB already approved it, right? So where are we going to go back, you know, to the PMB and say, well, now we pass another motion about the same thing? Well, same thing, right? They'll say, like, well, you know what? You got to make the Spanish language programming to work, right? I mean, we already approved it. Now, it's your responsibility to make it work. Now, it's our responsibility as programming committee to make this thing work if we want to make it work. That's the bottom line. I mean, I don't even see any sense to approve another motion for something that was already approved, right? And if it wasn't removed, if it wasn't disqualified with another motion before, then what are we doing talking about, you know, this motion? We should talk about how to implement it. how to make it work at each radio station. That's the discussion that where it should go. Thank you.
I have an answer, I'm sorry, Adriana, to something that Rodrigo said.
I think Jim was next, and then this is Adriana talking. Is that?
Yes.
You want to be on the stack too?
Yes.
Okay, so Jim, go ahead.
I hear loud and clear what Rodrigo's what's being said, and I think we have to first of all, do we have copy of the motion?
Yes.
Do we have a copy of it?
Yes.
Yes, I can send it to the committee.
Has our committee voted specifically to send it to the PNB yet?
No, I'm talking about the motion that the PNB passed. I'm not talking about the other.
Oh, okay. For the program council, I'm talking about.
Yeah, the program council, the PNB approved it.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
The PNB approved it.
The PNB has approved it.
Yes, in January 24, 2013.
Okay.
It's not being implemented. That's why we can.
Who's supposed to?
I'm sorry.
Who's supposed to implement it? Is it this committee or the ED or who?
Well, I think that must be different reasons in different stations. I know some. But that is not the point. The point is, if we have a directive that was recommended to the PNB, the PNB approved it, and said to the executive director to do it, and somebody in that line is preventing that from happening, the only thing that we can do, not only the program committee and the Spanish language task force in their own motion, the only thing that we can do is pass a motion again asking the PNB to take measures because their orders are not being implemented. We ask for consequences for the ones that doesn't allow this directive being implemented. That is the only thing that we, like a committee, like a recommended body of the PNB can do. But we need to be really specific and strong and said to the PNB, this committee is your advisory board. You approved it, and it's not being implemented. Then this committee is asking the PNB to ask for consequences for the people that are, you know, stopping these directives. It's the only thing that we can do.
I have just to follow up. I have a suggestion. Should we insist that this issue be brought up at the PNB meeting this time and that a resolution be found now? Should we actually ask this to be put on the agenda and give 30 minutes to resolve it? Because it doesn't require a large discussion because it's already been passed. But action has to be taken to get something in motion. So what do we do to do that?
Okay, so who is the woman that has to be recognized? Hello?
I was trying to get the stack. Can anyone hear me?
Oh, is this Serene?
I just need someone to try and answer that particular question for me. Is that Serene?
Yes.
Is there some way to
were you going to answer that question, or are you going to speak to another point?
Can you hear me? Can anyone hear me?
Yes.
There's a little bit of breakup, but let me call right back.
I do have an answer to that question, because I'm surprised that this is back on the floor. We dealt with this several months ago. Can you understand me well enough for me to continue, or do I need to call back in?
Please continue.
Okay. So the programming committee passed a fact-finding motion. I don't know if somebody has it handy, asking program directors, through the GMs actually, to produce some information to us about how decisions are currently being made, because it seemed to me, and there was enough agreement among the committee to pass the motion, that we need to understand the process that is currently in place before we decide how we want to fix it. I think there's agreement that it could use some improvement, but we already have a motion. Why are we going back to the motion that we replaced? I don't understand what's going on.
I'm sorry.
I think it was mainly because
okay, so I'm hearing Adriana. Is there anybody else on the stack besides Adriana?
This is Lawrence. I'd like to be on the stack. I'm back.
Okay. So Adriana and Lawrence, please. Adriana, please begin.
My question is, when you said that we have a motion that is the motion of the CMB. I don't know which is the motion.
Adriana, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. Can you speak more directly into the microphone?
I'm doing it, but maybe the rest of the people need to mute. Then it would be easier.
Okay. If others could mute, please, that would be great.
Okay. I don't know if it's any other motion from this committee. The only motion that I do know is the motion that the PNB passed in 2013. If you said that you have a motion before from this committee recommending something to the PNB, I don't know why it's not being done, because I'm a PNB member and I never saw that motion. The only thing that I know that the PNB passed a motion in 2013 directing the executive director to make the general managers and program directors to implement this with very precise directives, and it's not being implemented. Whatever the reasons are, we keep fiddling this now more than 2 years without doing anything. That's why I think that it's simpler, instead of asking why, go directly to the PNB and said, direct again the executive director to solve this implementation with the program directors. That's it. It's an order. The PNB ordered the executive director ordered the general manager ordered the program director. That's it. It's so easy. We don't need to make this complicated. And it's the same thing with the Spanish language task force. If the PNB passed a motion, we cannot keep fiddling about that because we are not an executive body. We are a committee of the PNB. We recommend. That's it.
Lawrence, would you like to?
Yes, I'm here. So I was on the committee in 2013. When this motion came up, and one of the things that came out of this motion was a task force to a working group, I think it was, to look at the uniqueness of each and the culture of each individual station in terms of how they would implement this motion and how would it look at each individual station. So that's number one. Number two is that this committee, again, was disbanded in 2014, so it never met in 2014. So maybe that's one of the reasons that there's a lag and there's a gap. Now, I'm not going to dispute what Rodrigo and Jim Brown said about, the way things don't get implemented and the analysis that needs to happen in regards to how a lot of these motions and a lot of issues are not resolved after they leave the PNB and get, memoed out to the stations. It's a really unprofessional process, and I don't even know us as a programming committee or even as a governance body could continue to operate this way when things aren't really put into place, when there was already a, for lack of a better word, a mandate that these things be put in place. So I just wanted to add that.